Audio presents The Truth About the Harry Caber Affair by Joelle Decaire. Read for you by Pierce Cravens. The day of the disappearance. Saturday, August 30th, 1975.
Somerset Police, what's your emergency?
Hello? My name is Deborah Cooper. I live on Side Creek Lane. I think I've just seen a man running after a girl in the woods.
Could you tell me exactly what happened, ma'am?
I don't know. I was standing by the window. I looked over toward the woods, and I saw this girl running through the trees. There was a man behind her. I think she was trying to get away from him.
Where are they now?
I can't see them anymore. They're in the forest.
I'm sending a patrol over right now, ma'am.
The news story that would shock the town of Somerset, New Hampshire, began with this phone call. On that day, Nola Kellergan, a 15-year-old local girl, disappeared. No trace of her could be found. Prologue, October 2008, 33 years after the disappearance.
My book was the talk of the town. I could no longer walk the streets of Manhattan in peace. I could no longer go jogging without passers-by recognizing me and calling out, "Oh, look, it's Goldman! It's that writer!" Some even started running after me so they could ask the questions that were gnawing at them.
Is it true what you say in your book? Did Harry Caber really do that?
In the West Village Cafe, where I was a regular, certain customers felt free to sit at my table and talk to me. I'm reading your book right now, Mr. Goldman.